Good morning. We are finishing our little preaching series that we've called Home this morning, which we've been doing as we've been opening up our sites, returning to sites, talking about how we really want this to feel more like coming home than going to work. And that's been the emphasis. It seems very appropriate that we would finish this series called Home this morning for two reasons. Firstly, here I am stuck at my home. I've had to isolate again for a few days this week, so I am back here like the good old proper lockdown days at home talking about coming home. And then the second reason, more importantly, I'm not sure if you have heard or not, but of course, it's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home. That's where I have to stop, or I get too into it. It is very appropriate that we're talking about coming home on today of all days, where it is indeed coming home. As we've done this series, though, we've talked about remembering and resting, and how we rest at home like nowhere else. And we talked about responsibility and taking ownership the way we do at home, like we don't really do anywhere else. And today we're talking about being real, because you can't help but be real when you're at home. Be your real self. And sometimes that expresses itself in a bad way. We let our guards down, and sometimes those we live with have to suffer for it, because we just don't try in with basic courtesy in the way that we do out in the real world. I remember when Liz and I first got married and we'd go and visit my parents' house, which was my home where I grew up, and I would immediately revert into my old real self. And it wasn't, you know, Liz wasn't keen on it. I would just turn up, expect to be waited on and all of that, and it wasn't a good thing. So, but I'm not saying that when we are real, we just get to dismiss all godliness. That's not what I'm talking about. Because the flip side of being real is a good thing. We are vulnerable and honest and real. When it's taking our guard down becomes a good thing. It's not that we're fake everywhere else, but it's that we are most real at home, where we have healthy relationships, if we do. We are supported at home as we're real, and we are supportive as we are real. And that is all possible more at home than anywhere else. And as we come home when we open our sights, it is important that we are going to be real with one another. And of course, that is always true, but it is particularly true with a lot going on right now. There's a lot to process. Now, I don't think we could quite say that the pandemic is over, but maybe it's coming to a close. And we all know it's been an intense year. And when you're in intense seasons of life, you just kind of go with it. You're forced to just ride the wave. And it's only afterwards, really, that you begin to hang on, process all that's gone on, this post-trauma stuff. And we've got the last year to process. And it's important that we're real with one another as we do that. I was so gutted to miss Thursday evening because of having to isolate, where David Thompson came and updated us, and he and Ali informed us that he and Ali would be not coming back. They'd be leaving Grace Church, and it was said that I would be taking on the leadership of the team of elders that oversees Grace Church. And I was so sad not to be there. And there's something for all of us to process in all of that news, and to be real with one another wherever we are at with all of it. And as we emerge out of lockdown, and as we do open sites and all that happens with that, how comfortable we may be with that or may not be, it's going to help if we're real with one another, as we're opening Havant and Bognor, and the effort that takes to make it happen. It's good to be honest and real. We're going to be in 1 Peter as we look at being real. Just a few verses, actually, kind of two and a half from verse 5. It says, "All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favour to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." I'll just read it again, because it's short. Let's let it get into your minds. "All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favour to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." As we look at this, I want to pick up on two verbs in that little passage, two doing words. Now, I count seven in total. I think I'm right. I'm not great at all this stuff, but I count seven in total, and four of those are things that God does. So he opposes the proud is one of them. He shows favor to the humble. He lifts up those who are humbled, and he cares for you. Now, I mean, there is plenty to preach about on those four verbs. Opposes the proud, shows favor to the humble, lifts up the humble, and cares for you. What a God we worship. He is glorious. I'm going to focus, though, on the things that we are called to do as believers. And so that leaves three verbs for us. One is clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. And then there is humble, which is kind of the same, because clothe is talking about clothe yourselves with humility. And then there is cast all your anxiety on God. We're going to focus on clothe and cast, given that humble is kind of part of being part of clothe. And clothe and cast, that is how we can be real with one another. Let's look through that. So firstly, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. Clothe is it's a great verb, isn't it? It's more than just be humble, that is in there, but it's more emphasis, isn't it? There is a clothing covers. Clothing is close to us. Think of a cloak of humility that you put on. I've got a big old, this is our Uber blanket. If I were to clothe myself in it, it's massive. I can properly immerse myself. I clothe myself, right? It's a good verb and kind of cozy and tempting to stay like that, but I shan't. You can see the England shirt. Humility and clothing ourselves with humility is a choice that we choose. We choose the path of lowliness, and it's for all believers. It says all of you, clothe yourself with humility. It is the path that Jesus himself chose, the King of Kings. If he chose it, shouldn't we? And it is a choice. It's not the way you are. It's not, well, I'm humble, I'm not. We choose humility. So you can't just say, I'm not humble. I'm just not very humble. It's kind of like saying, I'm not dressed. Well, get dressed. Clothe yourselves with humility. And it's towards one another, initially in this passage. That comes first. It is me choosing to humble myself towards you. It is putting you before me. And reality is, if we can get this right as a community of believers, then we can take on anything. It includes being humble enough to ask for help, or just to say that you're struggling, maybe being real about our struggles and our weaknesses. I'm finding this hard, to be honest. I'm not very good at this, and in a genuinely humble way. If I'm struggling with something, I don't really want to tell anyone. And I can get away with that for most of my life. I can go to work and just, you know, be fine, and no one knows anything that I might be struggling. Even around my mates, I think I'm pretty good. We can put up this front. I get home And Liz, she won't have it. She can see it. I can't help but be real in a different way when I'm at home with Liz. And I need to let her in on it. I need to be real. It is right. It's appropriate that we are real at home. And we need to be humble enough to admit when we are struggling with something. It requires humility for us to be real with one another at church. It's not like you just can do it. We need to be humble. But there really is no shame in struggling or in having weaknesses. We all do, and we all know that we all do. It's just whether we're willing to admit that or not. We can even get to a place of rejoicing in our weaknesses. So not just admitting them, but rejoicing. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, verse 7, "In order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" There's no shame in weaknesses or difficulties. We can even get to a place where we realise, man, when I acknowledge them, I realise God is big. When I am weak, I am strong. And it may, I've said asking for help, but it may just be sharing things. Often it will be that. We're not asking anyone to do anything. We're just sharing and being honest. It's not the same as airing all our dirty laundry. Clothing ourselves with humility, it might actually mean keeping quiet. In 2:23 of 1 Peter says of Jesus, "When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly." As Jesus clothing himself with humility. If you feel overlooked, or if you feel victimized in any way, it's good to ask for help, but we're not saying, well, to go and tell the world about how someone you're annoyed with someone else. That's not the same thing. It includes asking for help. It also includes being humble enough to offer help, to provide help, even if it might seem like a menial thing to do. It takes humility to help and for us to be willing to do that. And some of us find asking for help easy, but they can't provide help because they think, oh, I can't help out. I need your help. I'm afraid I just can't do anything. Really, that's false humility. That's not real humility that gets us to that place. We can all help out. Whereas some of us find helping easy, but we're not so good at asking for help. We are called to bear one another's burdens as believers, all of us. Don't look to some people. Oh, they're the people who kind of carry the weight. Don't look to some people to do it all. Humble yourself enough to help out, to make things happen. I really am. I'm not, you know, re-preaching last week. I'm not just talking about filling rotas. I'm talking about being like a home where we prefer one another. We do what's needed. Gifts in this and our strengths are a thing, and we think, where are we gifted and how can I help out there? But actually, they're not the highest priority when we're thinking, how can I help out? When you're at home, you don't think, oh, this is what I'm good at, so I just do. You think, what needs doing? And I'll help out as best I can. And it takes humility. Humble yourselves towards one another, which we'll get to casting your anxiety on him. It's important we don't mix them up. When we humble ourselves to one another, we're not casting our anxiety on each other. Here you go, I'm so concerned about this. You can carry it as well. So don't be held back from being real and honest by saying, I just don't want to bother you. I don't want you to have to carry this. That's not what is necessary. We're just humbling ourselves. Equally, Don't try and do it. Don't think, I need you to carry this anxiety. I need you to be concerned like I am. That's not how it goes. We're called to bear one another's burdens, but not our anxieties. And it is humble towards one another. And then it goes on, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand. Don't just act if we were under him, as if, you know, where that's really what we're doing when we humble ourselves toward one another. We're choosing to lower ourselves beneath. With God, we really are under him, under his mighty hand. And there's a reason given for doing it. And the reason is that God might lift you up. That is our motivation in doing it. Stop exalting yourself. Let God do it at the right time. His way of exalting you is better than your way. His timing is better than your timing. Self-exaltation, right, lifting ourselves up, is actually always counterproductive because no one likes that guy. We all know that when it's happening, when people are trying to exalt themselves and it doesn't work, God wants you to humble yourself so that he can lift you up. He can place you ultimately in glory as a co-heir with Christ. Believe God when he says he is better at lifting you up than you are. Humble yourselves, let God lift you up. That's verb one, clothe. Clothe yourselves with humility. Verb two is casting. Casting all your anxiety on him. Another great verb, and almost the opposite of clothing yourself. There's only one other time that this verb is found in this form in the New Testament, and that is in Luke 19, verse 35, and it's Palm Sunday, and it says, they brought the donkey to Jesus, casting their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on the donkey. And the animal carries the cloak and not you. You throw it onto him. Like, a bit like a, we don't do that so much, maybe some of us do, but think of a picnic blanket or a beach towel. Here's this Uber blanket. You know the way you kind of cast a blanket? I don't know why I'm doing it. You know what I mean. You cast it. You throw it off and you cover something else with it. And it should be casting, actually, that the verse I read had kind of full stop and then cast your anxiety on him. It's not humble yourselves and also cast your anxiety on him. The way it should read really is humble yourselves under God's mighty hand, casting all your anxiety on him. So they're linked. So pride, and therefore humility, pride is linked to anxiety. It's clear from this passage. We are proud because we are full of self-concern. Concerned about our money and our security that maybe our money offers and various things offer. Concerned about our own identity. Ultimately, concerned about our rep and what other people think about us. Pride is being too interested in our own name, our own reputation. It's when we are self-entitled. We think we're entitled to all things. We're just self-concerned. We are selfish. Being like that, self-entitled and self-concerned, and trying to maintain all of those things and the security and the money and maintain our own name and our own reputation, that is draining. I think if being at home is where we are most real, and I think it is, then probably social media is the opposite of that. Or at least it's potentially the opposite. Because it is the easiest place I can think of. It is so easy to be fake and to be different from our real selves. In fact, it's quite hard to be real. And maintaining a reputation on social media is draining. It is anxiety inducing. I think it's no surprise that there's a link between social media and anxiety, because there's a link between social media and pride, and there's a link between pride and anxiety. I'm not saying that all anxiety is a result of pride. And I think it's probably important to say that there is anxiety and there is anxiety. There is difficult mental health issues, and there are things that we maybe are worrying about that we really shouldn't be, and ultimately are a result of pride and sin. But at least it can be, as in anxiety can be a result of pride. We are worried because we are too self-concerned. So therefore, that being the case, casting our anxieties on God helps us to clothe ourselves with humility. And the flip side, clothing ourselves with humility also helps us to cast our anxieties on God. Let me explain that. Ultimately, it is because God bears our burdens. Because God does that, that releases us to clothe ourselves with humility. Because he takes our burdens when we cast them on him, we are able to clothe ourselves with humility. This is just rife in the Bible. Matthew 11, 28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Psalm 55, 22, "Cast all your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you." Isaiah 46, 4, "Even to your old age and grey hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you, says God. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you." We are called to be real about our struggles and humble enough to do that. We need to acknowledge our worries, our anxieties, and then when we've done that, to cast them on God. And having done that, it is so much easier to humble ourselves. When we cast them on God, we realise, man, I don't need to self-exalt myself. And also, as we do clothe ourselves with humility, we will just find it so much easier to cast our anxieties on God. Clothing helps with casting, and casting helps with clothing. At a slight risk of a little bit of confusion, while that all is true, I also think it is slightly true that humility can be the cause of anxiety. Humility can be the cause of anxiety, because the anxiety of not being noticed or not being cared about. But it's ultimately of humility that falls short, because I think true humility goes far enough to cast those anxieties on God. So that whatever happens to your reputation, whatever you might lose, becomes irrelevant. And again, we can humble ourselves under God and know we may be missing out by humbling ourselves. There may be things that we don't get to have. Whereas if we spoke up and told about our name, we might get them. But there is a reason given that he might lift you up, that we are humble. And as well, when we're casting our anxieties, there is a reason given. Why should we cast our anxieties on God? Because he cares for you. It's not humble to deny that. And we can think it is. There's no way God could care for me. There's no way God could love me. That is not humility. It's false humility. Humility acknowledges that God cares for us, even if we don't deserve it. He carries our burdens like a donkey carries a cloak. And he cares for you. He wants to demonstrate his power. He wants to show us that he is able to carry the burdens that we are unable to carry. This is also, as well as a reason to do it, it's also the means by which we do it. It's how we do it. How do we cast our anxieties on God? We believe that promise that he cares for us. And not just kind of in the abstract, yeah, God cares for me, but in the specific. This week, because of having to isolate, I couldn't be there on Thursday. I struggled with that. It was frustrating. I wanted to be there. I had to have my own anxieties. I've had to trust God that he cares. That he cares for me, that he knows best for Grace Church. And I can just chuck my anxieties on him and let him worry about them. Trusting that he cares for me. And casting as well, how we do it, it's also linked to prayer. Inextricably, it says in Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So the way we cast our anxieties on him are by presenting our requests to him, coming to him in prayer. So we are all real with one another by clothing ourselves with humility towards one another and by casting our anxieties on God. Be real. And it goes both ways, right? So I'm not saying we should all be saying, yeah, actually, I'm really struggling. If you're not struggling, then be real. Don't pretend to or say that you are. But and if you are struggling and you can't see why other people aren't as well, don't expect other people to be the same as you. We've just got to be honest and real with wherever we are at. And it is important, we talk about clothing and casting, that we get them the right way around, right? So don't cast your anxieties on everyone else, and don't clothe yourselves with anxiety. Yeah, get it right. We clothe ourselves with humility, cast our anxieties on God. Just to earth this all a bit, there's some real examples, right, of how we can do this and all that's going on that I mentioned earlier. There's the demand of opening up our sites. We're Midhurst right now, come into Chichester. I think it's been a wise and sensible decision. Haven and Bognor have started. And we want all of it to feel like coming home. And preferring one another is going to make that a lot easier. But it's good and important that we are also real with one another in that. And that we are real with God. We're clothing with humility, casting anxieties on God. It's been amazing to be in Haven. I'm so excited personally to be back there. It is great to gather in that way. But it is hard to make it happen. I don't want to deny that. I want to be real. In fact, it's actually been a bit harder than I thought. It's just getting back into the groove. But it's great to be back. But we need to be real about where we're at. Another thing is, again, processing the news about David and him moving on. We need to have space to grieve appropriately with that, to be real with one another, to clothe and to cast. As I look to the future and try and process for myself, I'm trying to clothe myself with humility and cast my anxieties on God in that situation. Let me be real. I am not God's answer to this church, right? I don't want to make any claims towards that. But also, it would be false humility for me to deny that I do feel God has led myself and Liz to this situation and to taking on the leadership of the eldership team. I feel God is in that. That's me being real. And certainly, I can have anxieties in that, but I'm trusting in God and not in myself, as we all are as a team as we look forward. Another one, emerging out of lockdown and all that's going to happen. So news came in this week that we will be able to sing on the 25th of July. That will be our first Sunday where we can sing, and we will. And I'm not going to wear a face mask that day, but it is important that we are humble towards one another, right? So we're not judging anyone else if they're struggling with it in a way that we are not, but we're preferring one another, humbling ourselves towards one another. So with face masks and singing, if you want to wear a face mask, if you're not comfortable, then we need to have a space where no one is being judged for wearing a face mask in the same way that no one is being judged for not wearing one. And for singing, some might not be comfortable with singing yet, and you have to process that through. No one's judging one another for that. Equally, it's important that we're not walking in fear as we do emerge out of lockdown, but we are casting our anxieties on God. So we're not being reckless in the way we do everything, but we are walking in faith. It's going to need wisdom as we all process it together, as we clothe and cast together. Clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. Cast your anxieties on him because he cares. Ultimately, we can only cast our anxieties and our burdens on him because Christ has clothed himself with humility. He is our model and he is also our means. It's only appropriate that we humble ourselves, but there was no compulsion on Christ who humbled himself, who laid aside equality with God in heaven and humbled himself to becoming a servant, even obedient to death on a cross. He has perfectly modeled it for us. And he not only clothed himself with humility, but actually he also clothed himself with our burdens and with our sin. So we cast them off and onto God, and God bears them. 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. We can be real with one another because he has bought us life. Our home ultimately is in heaven because he bore our burden and the burden of our sin. In response, how can we do anything but clothe ourselves with humility towards one another and humble ourselves under God and cast what are now our ultimately invalid anxieties on him because he cares, as he has proven once and for all at the cross? Jesus has borne our burdens. We now clothe ourselves with humility and cast our anxieties onto God.